And test.
Do what?
Test. I can't.
Can you hear anything?
Not very well.
Oh, not at all? How about can you hear now?
There we go.
Can you hear now?
Yes.
Okay. I'll leave all that in there. You going, what? I can't hear anything.
I thought we were going to test first.
Oh, no. I'd already tested. I'm going to make a head move at you like, what?
Bobblehead boyfriend.
Here we are, back for one more episode of...
One more. Is this the last one?
If you keep
are you making an announcement?
If you keep this up, yeah. No. It's wrinkled sheets. It's wrinkled sheets. That sounds kind of slow, doesn't it? It's wrinkled sheets. It's wrinkled sheets. It's really kind of neat. Listen to wrinkled sheets. Yeah. Did you like the way I did my arms there? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
No one can see your arms.
I know. That's why I had to point it out there.
Yeah. Well, we're back with Wrinkled Sheets. You didn't leave town, so we have another one within a week.
Two in a row. That's freaking amazing.
People are going to get sick of us.
They already are. I can tell by the numbers of listeners.
I know. What's wrong? What do we need to do?
Tell us what we need to do. We're getting more listeners on Spreaker, I think, than we are.
Because Spreaker rocks.
The Spreaker rocks.
But so does Podbean.
Podbean does too.
And Stitcher.
Did you see that we were promoted? Wrinkled Sheets was promoted this week.
It was
on page 3 of the Podbean thing.
So. Maybe we should change our profile picture.
Why?
I don't know, because it's a picture of a bed.
Well, that's what it's supposed to be. Wrinkled Sheets, it's a bed.
Okay.
I think when people change their profile pictures too much, it confuses people.
Like two girls in a bottle of wine?
Y'all have changed how many times?
3.
Yeah. Because, yeah, it's like, that'd be like if Dorito said, you know, every week we ought to just change our logo. That's kind of what you do. You brand something. You pick something and you stick with it, you know.
You don't get bored with things easily?
Oh, well, I do, but I think that's what you, when you brand a product, is different than being bored. Because, like, if you ever look at Twitter, mm-hmm. and if somebody's changed their picture, mm-hmm. you may not pick them out right off the bat. Because you scroll down pictures, don't you? Do you always look at names?
Yeah.
Or do you go, oh, that's such and such?
So I change my Twitter picture a lot, too.
You do?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
My hair grows.
Right.
Imagine if I still had the same Twitter picture as when we first started dating.
Ah!
Really?
No, I'm kidding.
You're such an ass.
Wow. Oh, you had a pixie cut.
It was not that short.
You had like a boy's haircut.
Wow.
No, I'm kidding. Actually, I was listening to... radio show the other day, and there was a whole conversation about the pixie cut coming back and how bad everybody hates it.
Right. Jennifer Lawrence, Pamela Anderson, who else?
There was a bunch. The Casey whatever face from Great Gatsby has it now.
Okay.
The girl from Great Gatsby.
I haven't seen that movie.
A bunch of them they were talking about, like, why do these girls all jump on these trends like this? Because it... Very few people actually look good in those haircuts.
But it's so easy to maintain.
That's such a cop-out, isn't it? It's just so easy. It's just so... Isn't that kind of...
Why don't you shave sometimes?
Because it's so easy to not do it.
Ah.
What's your point? I'm just saying...
Wow. Did you just get mad at me
no.
for throwing something back
no,
in your face?
No, I'm just trying
How
to say
that...
How
did that taste?
Like a bad hot dog.
Speaking of hot dogs, we should talk about your dinner tonight.
Well, I said I would stop and pick up some dinner, and the dog's going nuts again. I hope it stops.
So
I thought I'd stop and pick up dinner on the way, and I even thought, well, I'll stop by the newly remodeled, more healthier King Soopers.
And how do you know it's healthier? I've not seen anything that states that.
Because I watched them remodel. Yeah, I knew what sections they were putting in, like the sushi section and the healthier vegetable section, and the like. The pimento cheese that I got tonight was in their freshly made section,
but that's not healthy. That's all cheese.
I know, but they're going toward that. You know.
Oh, okay.
You don't understand what I'm saying. It's
right.
It's made here. It's not pre-done.
It's not processed.
It's not processed. That kind of stuff.
So you ended up walking in the door with what?
From
this new, healthier...
Well, because that was my goal, to go there and get some.
Right, okay.
But then as I walked around and saw they were just putting out fried chicken, and you were talking the other night about liking fried chicken and hot dogs, so I got hot dogs with the fried chicken.
And that makes you an amazing boyfriend.
Doesn't it?
It does.
And so as I'm walking out, I see honey barbecue buffalo wings.
Not buffalo. They're just honey barbecue.
Honey barbecue.
But they were unbreaded. They were amazing.
Because you didn't want to eat the wings that were so good the other night because they were spicy. So I thought, here.
Because I'm a picky ass.
What can we do about that? We need to do something about your picky eating.
Like, recently I've done some changing and I thought it would help my taste buds, but I think it's hindered them. Now they're just a little bit more picky. Because I can taste everything better.
That's good.
Right. But it makes the spicy even spicier.
That's good.
So I don't like it.
So now all you want to eat is just...
hamburger?
Yeah, bland stuff. Like you had...
hummus.
Bleh. No, I like hummus. I ate some of your hummus today. And this is electrifying that people...
Should we start over?
No. But we should go back to the haircut.
You got a haircut?
No. All the girls jumping on the pixie bandwagon.
Right. Which you don't like girls with short hair.
No, I think that women just look better when they have more feminine hairstyles.
And short hair can't be feminine?
Not particularly. And that's not just me, because that's most guys. That was the thing that I was listening to. All the guys were calling in going, yeah, I hate it. You know, my wife came home and I hated it. And then there was the whole talk about, well, did she need to ask you, you know, if she could get her own hair cut? Then it turned into that conversation.
Right.
You know,
We've agreed that if there's any drastic changes, we should consult each other.
But doesn't it seem like women tend to jump on things like that just out of, I think it's cute, so I'm going to do it. You should do it. Then their friends start telling them, you should do it, so you do it. And then, my hairdresser said I should. It's like they yelled, get on these things.
What is a hairdresser? No, I'm just kidding.
Seriously, I know.
No. They know what's in. Like, I'll always be talking to my hairdresser, like, what's the fad right now?
I don't even know if they always know what's
99% in. 99% of the time.
Or if they just get tired and want to do something themselves. Like, they just try to talk you into something because they're tired of going, take an inch off the back, take an inch off the back, make sure my bangs are even. So they start going, you know, it'd be great if I cut, like, one side of your head lopsided and dyed the other side purple.
Yeah, I think I saw a girl like that the other day.
Uh-huh. You know what I mean? I think they just start getting bored as hairdressers and they start to try to talk.
Experiment.
You know what you should do with yours? You've had this hair cut so long. You know what you ought to do? Don't you ever feel that they try to talk you into stuff? Or
not mine. No. Do yours?
No.
Then what?
Why? No, but I'm talking women. We're talking about women. Women's hairstyles. Women.
Don't talk to me like that. I walk in and I'm like, so what are we gonna do today? She's like, let's go blonde and give you a trim. I'm like, perfect.
So you say, what are we gonna do today?
Yeah, it's just joking. She knows I want to be blonde and I want it to look healthy, because when you have dark hair like me and you bleach it, it could be very badly be a very bad experience. That's why, like, you're like, why don't you go somewhere else? Well, because I found somewhere where I trust them enough to grow my hair out, and they're going to take care of it, and it's not going to look like a frizzball. It does right now, but it's because it's curly. I saw that look in your eye.
You're the one that said I don't want it to be all.
I know. I do have my curly days, which you hate.
That's all right.
You didn't even say you didn't hate it. I see.
Well, I didn't say I didn't. I'm just playing with you on the podcast here. It's more fun to cause drama like this.
People like drama.
People love drama.
So we should, like, throw stuff.
Yes. When you listen to other podcasts, don't you feel like, ooh,
drama.
You do?
Yeah. Like, I listen to the TMZ podcast, and there's this lady on there that she works for TMZ, and they provide commentary, and she gets all passionate about stuff, and I'm just like, oh, calm down. I just want the entertainment news, which has been a lot about Justin Bieber lately. Have you heard?
Too much.
He egged his neighbor's house, so the police went in to find evidence of the egging, and then
they found
little
drugs.
Zay was there.
Who?
And little Zay, Justin Bieber's friend that lives with him.
That's my point. Who?
And they found drugs in his room, so little Zay got arrested, and it's just a bunch of drama.
But I can't figure out why Justin Bieber is still even in the news at all.
Does he have music?
I haven't heard any new music. Are there still all the Beliebers? You know,
there's quite a few.
Still?
Mm-hmm.
They haven't changed or grown up? Or
well, it's
some
just,
of the younger ones that we've known have been like, nah, well, I'm over it. One Direction.
Those are the very young ones. But the ones that are like just a couple years younger than him, they've kind of grown into that stage as well. They're probably hoodlums themselves.
So he's gone from, ooh, baby, to a hoodlum.
Yeah. He's like peeing and stuff, egging his neighbor's house, walking out of cars, and behind him comes a big smoke.
Well, what is the news waiting to do for him to crack and go bad? Shouldn't he just be one of the guys that, okay, you haven't done anything in a while, you don't have any product, we're not going to report on you?
It's TMZ.
But it's everywhere.
Is it?
It's on every...
I don't know.
At some point, don't you just stop reporting on people that aren't doing anything other than...
Well, who else would they talk about right now?
I don't know.
See?
There's
it
gotta,
went
but
from the
gotta,
Kardashians to Kanye to Justin. Someone needs to do something stupid. Where's Lindsay Lohan when you need her?
Well, we have the president that does stupid stuff all the time, and nobody's staying on that.
It's the president.
Ah, zing!
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 What did he do stupid recently?
I don't know.
You got the Obama hate.
I had to just throw it out there. Well, it's the whole thing about Chris Christie and the bridge. You've been following
right.
that?
Where yeah.
You know, the bridge closure. Okay.
Right. It was his people.
That was his people. But it was one state. I mean, that's like, you know, that's up there in New Jersey, and they're making it into national news. It's like they're trying to make sure that he looks bad before the election.
Right, because he's the front runner for the Republican
right.
Party.
Instead
right?
of just reporting it and moving on.
Move on.
Now it's like national news. Like Jimmy Fallon gets up with Bruce Springsteen and did that whole, you know, they did a video. You probably didn't see it, but they did a Chris Christie video. And on the Jimmy Fallon show. And that's a national show. It's kind of like they want to avoid anything that, you know, the Benghazi report just came out.
Oh, did
where,
it?
Yeah, where they said that it could have been prevented and that they're putting a lot of the blame on Hillary Clinton. And you don't hear, see, even you're like, what? I didn't know. Yeah, that report came out. It's not all over the news.
Yeah. I listened to part of last night's NBC Nightly News on my way home tonight. And all I remember hearing was Christie. I didn't hear anything about Benghazi.
See?
That's sad.
I know.
And the cold front that's coming.
Are we getting another polar vortex, polar
No, mainly the thing? North and the Northeast, but like they're worried about running out of propane.
Oh. Da-da-da-da. Propane.
Have you heard the White People Be Crazy song on the internet?
No, White People Be Crazy. Uh-uh.
Yeah, this rapper who I haven't met him or seen him, but I'm assuming he's not white.
Uh-huh.
He has this song that's like blown up on iTunes and on the internet called White People Be Crazy. Can you imagine if Justin Timberlake came out with Black People Be Crazy?
No.
His career would be done.
I haven't heard this at all. Should we Google it? Should we pause while you stick the recorder onto the podcast here?
All right. I will do that. Pause, please.
Pause.
Okay, we're good.
Okay, this should be White People Be Crazy.
Right? You ready?
Okay, go ahead.
All right, hit play.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
White people crazy. White people they crazy. White people they crazy. White people they crazy. White people they crazy. White people crazy. All white people crazy. White people crazy. All white people crazy. Miley Cyrus, she crazy. Walter White, he crazy. Half Obama, he crazy.
Half Obama.
Sweat it all day, mind. All you gotta do is turn on MTV one time and see that white girls they crazy, white boys they crazy. Then they get all crazy and they have a crazy ass baby. Have you ever thought of this? No, well,
what
this is why they kill you.
That's crazy. Okay, yeah. That's good. That's crazy.
He was actually interviewed on TMZ, and they asked him what his follow-up single was going
to
be.
Uh-huh. And what's the follow-up to White People Be Cray?
Obama Power.
Does he have that already cut, or is this...
He said it's on iTunes.
Oh, it's already ready to go?
Yeah.
I don't think we need to look that up.
No. And he did not... He was not a great interview.
It probably was, much like the song.
Right. It was not a deep song, but can you imagine if that was flipped?
I know. We say that all the time. People always want to talk about equality, and I'm all, you know, that's what we should be. That's what we should go for. But whenever, you know...
There's never going to be equality. No. Even among white peoples, there's not a... White peoples. Yep.
White people be crazy. White people be crazy.
Even among, like, Caucasian individuals, there's not equality.
What did you just went all PC all of a sudden?
I don't know. Yeah, even among, you know, people, like, dogs, there's no equality there.
No, that dog is smaller than the other dog.
Right.
That dog is dumber than the other dog.
And we cuddle with this dog more than we do the other dog.
Uh-huh. And that cat is out of its freaking mind, running around the house. The other cat's looking at it like, you're crazy.
Pooh, be crazy. Yeah, so that's what I have to bring to the podcast. What'd you think?
Well, that's it. And that's good. All right, let's wrap it up. And
are we?
No, I'm kidding.
I was like... I don't know. I don't know that anyone's going to listen to this podcast, babe. We've kind of been like
all
everywhere.
Over the board on this.
Is that a problem?
We're just all over the board today. I had some things to talk about.
What? We got time.
I know, but now I can't remember what it was because I'm so full from the crappy ass food you made me eat.
And you know what the funny part is? What? Back to the food. I was going to pick up stuff. I was right by a Walmart when I text you, and you're like, no, I'll get it. And I was like, no, I'm fine. I'm not dealing with traffic. And you're like, what you want. And I was like, okay, you go. I'll go home.
Well, I was trying to be nice because I thought, you know, you always stop on the way home and pick something up. And, you know, I'm already out. Let me get it while I'm out. And I'll pick up something good for dinner because I've been trying to eat so good. We even had smoothies last night with the Nutribullet, trying to eat healthier. And then tonight, I feel like just a freaking fat, rolling in the mud kind of pig that you should just throw slop to right now.
And I would have just picked up, like, chicken breasts.
I know. I should have let you do it.
But I let you do your thing, and actually it worked out because I came home, I lit all the candles in the house.
I should not be allowed to go to the grocery store anymore.
I know. Every time I think of you grocery shopping, I think of all the crap you bring home that I eat.
I know, and that's bad because at least you go out and try to buy some healthier stuff.
Because I don't want to walk in the house because you'll give me that judgmental look.
I know, and I don't know why I don't give it to myself.
And me,
why don't I walk past
the
glass?
You come in with crap, and I'm like... I love you. You're the best boyfriend ever. I should give you the judgmental look.
Well, I wanted to eat good. I've been trying to eat good.
I think we're doing well.
I need to let you shop because you read... Huh?
One cupcake isn't going to make you fat, just like
two hot dogs in Hawaiian rolls with two pieces of fried chicken will make you fat.
No, one meal will not make you fat, just like one salad isn't going to make you skinny.
Bro, okay.
Okay.
No, I saw earlier today on Facebook that somebody posted, I've been eating chicken, I've had salads, blah, blah, blah for a week, and I'm not seeing anything. To hell with it.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you like...
And I wanted to respond, but I didn't want to get involved in it. But don't you see that a lot, that people just kind of go...
They're not patient.
Well, it wasn't immediate. It didn't happen overnight, so why am I wasting my time with these?
You don't get fat overnight. Why would you expect to get skinny overnight?
That is deep.
I know, right?
Wow, that's from like the Biggest Loser handbook or some shit, isn't it?
Julian Michaels.
Ah,
yeah, her and I, we're BFFs.
Are you? Yeah, yeah. BFFs.
No, you just got to remember that. Like, we eat healthy most of the time. Don't you think?
Yeah, I do.
And so every once in a while to have like a little oops is not going to kill you. It'll actually probably help you do your healthy. Like tomorrow, we're going to be very focused on healthy because we knew what we ate today, right?
I think yes. Yeah, I agree. And I think the unhealthy part was when I walked into King Super was that they've got everything out for Super Bowl.
I did the same thing the other night.
Did you notice, like, it's just, here's all this crappy food for your party.
It was a miracle I didn't buy canned cheese.
And I got pimento cheese because that was one of those. I'm walking past stuff and, oh yeah, I haven't had that in a while. That looks delicious.
Delicious.
So basically, Super Bowl parties are unhealthy pig orgies, right?
Yep.
Think about what's being served at most Super Bowl parties.
Wings,
nachos, cheese dips, pizzas.
Mm-hmm.
Looked like a lot of hot dog stuff was out in the aisles, the caps and stuff, and you know.
Right, we're having a Super Bowl party at work.
At work?
Yeah, the Friday before Super Bowl.
Just going to have food out? Fake they're teams? How do you have a fake Super Bowl party?
Well, they're going to have hot dogs, and then it's potluck, so everyone can bring, and we're supposed to wear our
it's
favorite.
Colorado, of course it's potluck.
We're supposed to wear our favorite jersey. Do you have a mudflap jersey? Because that would be awesome.
No, I don't. I wish
really?
I did. No, I don't.
How do you not have a mudflap jersey?
Oh, because I don't know. I should get one.
Will you stop?
Oh, yeah. Well, this is the stoner state. Everybody's pointing out that the two teams that are going to...
So you don't acknowledge it.
Everybody that's pointing out the two teams that are going to the Super Bowl.
Both have voodoo donuts in their state.
They're pot states.
Yeah, I know.
Both of these?
I know. Have legalized marijuana.
Uh-huh.
But,
what do you think of the legalized marijuana?
I think if it's... Is the FDA involved? Like, I feel like the FDA should be involved.
Why?
Because, like, FDA is involved with cigarettes.
Uh-huh.
Aren't they? Yes.
Sure.
And alcohol.
Uh-huh.
This is another controlled substance that they've made legal. They should be involved. Now, they need to do a study, see how it affects people. If it's not...
You don't think over all these years they've done studies?
Well, I don't know. I haven't read them. So if they have, they have. And so, woo, I choose not to partake.
Uh-huh.
Just like, you know, I choose not to partake in other things. But to each his own. But don't try and get a job at MasTec.
Well, that's going to be my question. Since you work in HR and in a state that is now pot is legal, what's going to happen to, we need to get you drug tested. Well, you can't. It's illegal. So how are you guys
alcohol is legal, but if you have an accident at work and you test positive for alcohol in your system, you're fired.
Yeah,
it is company policy.
You guys do drug tests, a lot of places do, before you get hired.
Right.
So how can you drug test when, what difference is going to make if
it's our
legal?
Company policy.
So that's probably going to be challenged then if the pot is legal.
No, it's our company policy. Majority of our workforce operates company vehicles.
Right.
So we can legally say that if you can't pass a drug screen, we are not going to hire you.
Right. You can say that now, but I'm saying that will probably be challenged now that it's legal. Somebody somewhere is going to go, hey, if it's my legal right to smoke weed, you should be able to, you know.
No.
Do you see what I'm saying? Somebody's going to legally challenge that, I bet, at some point. Because they can't decide how much, you know, what are you stoned on the highway and are you not supposed to be high and drive? But, you know, how are they going to...
Long ago, when they passed the medical, I asked about it. And they said, because it's in our company policy that we are alcohol, smoke-free... We are alcohol, tobacco-free, and drug-free. You know, you can't...
Well, that's your company. Now, what about all the places that you being in HR, you've heard and seen? What's the majority of HR doing about?
Same thing. If it's the company policy, they're sticking with it. It's always been the company policy. It doesn't matter what the law is. It's our company policy. That's one of the huge awesomeness things about being a business owner in the United States.
Is what?
You have company policies that everyone must abide to. And it can't be anything that's going to, like... discriminate. You're not discriminating against someone that chooses to smoke weed every day.
If they can't have a job, you're discriminating, right?
They can go get a job at Voodoo Donut.
No, because they'd eat all the donuts.
That's probably what's happening.
I just think it's so... They're going to miss out on all the stuff that was the joy of illegal weed.
What was that, babe?
Huh?
The joy of illegal weed.
Yeah. I mean,
what was that?
Of, you know... trying to find a place in the middle of the night, trying
that
to not,
was fun.
Yeah, trying to not get killed. You know,
that like, was fun.
Yeah, you know that whole like, I think I know a guy that might be able to get you somewhere. All right, you stay in the car while I go up to this apartment building, and you sit out there all scared and alone, hoping. Oh, I hope nobody gets killed.
All to smoke weed.
I know.
Wow.
I didn't do it. I'm just saying.
Whatever.
I knew about-
you sound like you might have some experience. That's like the third time.
Well, maybe that's what makes you buy all that stupid food.
Oh, is that it? Is that what you do while I'm at work? You're
what?
Sitting here
no.
toking it up?
No. God, this is how rumors get started right here. This is exactly.
I think a lot of people probably think you already do.
You think so?
You got the long hair. You're, you know, an artistic type.
Well, I know that I always get hit up for weed.
Right.
Like people go, hey dude, you got to, no. Or, hey dude, you need to buy something. No, neither one of those.
Right.
Like, why did you even think that?
You look like that.
All right.
The cool. Artistic long hair.
When we all know it's really the short haired kind of like yuppie little dudes. Mm-hmm. They're like, I get high as shit at home.
Right. And then they try and get a real job and whoops. You know what we should speak about?
What?
Your electronic addiction. Did we talk about this last week?
I don't think we did.
I thought about it.
What addiction? What are you talking about?
You have a laptop in front of you.
Uh-huh.
And then you have a small tablet to the right of you. And to the left of you, you have your iPhone.
Right.
And then upstairs, you have a desktop computer.
Uh-huh.
Another laptop.
Right.
An iPad.
Mm-hmm.
And a Roku.
What's your point?
You have a problem.
No, I am in the wired generation. I'm in the.
No, you're not.
I'm in the.
No,
group,
you're not.
I am in the group of people that need to feel connected to
Why?
What's going on in the world.
Is our connection not good enough for you? You have to connect to millions of other people.
Oh my God! This is how fights start.
Sheets.
Huh?
This is
how fights start right here.
No.
Now, my point being is that when you're connected to the business, as I am, of knowing, having to know what's going on in the world, what's the latest movies, what's the gossip, what's the...
You say that, but your stand-up act, there's only bits and pieces of current events.
Like, yeah, but there's still bits and pieces of it. And there's still, when we talk about stuff like this, there's always more in the podcast than there is in the stand-up.
Right.
So, now here's my question. Why do you hate the
I feel like I'm competing with millions of other people.
How's that?
I'm sitting here saying, hey, love me, and they're just posting, like, GIFs or whatever they're called. Or
GIFs? I wish they would come bearing GIFs.
No, isn't the GIFs, what are they called?
GIF.
GIF, and they're... posting more than one, so they're gifts. So I was right.
Oh, gifts. I thought you meant like
no,
birthday.
There's no tea.
I thought you were saying like Honey Boo Boo style. That's my birthday gift.
They're tweeting things or posting pictures, and I'm like, hi.
You do that? I wake up first thing in the morning, and there is a ton of tweets from you.
That's
all about,
I'm
let's take
myself.
On the day. Let's groovy. Hey, look, I just saw this. This is the latest new food craze. Think positive. Oh.
I'm all by myself. I'm like, what am I going to do?
Now you got me watching The Bachelor. What do you think? I'm watching that crap. You don't think I'm giving you, like, enough time? Even the dog thinks it's crazy that you make me watch the Don Johnson or whatever
Juan
his name is.
Pablo, you love all the girls in their bikinis.
I didn't say that. I'm saying you make me watch the show.
But there's girls, hot girls in bikinis.
There's a couple.
A couple?
Yeah, there's not a lot of attractive women.
I asked you who was attractive, and you wouldn't answer, so I took that
because
as...
I take that as I'm being smart. Because I sit and I listen, and you go, ooh, I hate her. And I go, well, I'm glad I didn't say that's the one I liked.
But I go to work, and I can talk to my girlfriend about it. I'd be like, oh, I hate her. And she'll be like, well, she's not that bad.
But that's because it's a girl's show. That's the perfect thing for women to bond
to
over.
To congregate?
Yeah.
I know. I was invited to watch Bachelor with girlfriends, but I'd rather watch it with my boyfriend.
You'd rather torture me and say, what do you think? Do you hate her? I do. I hate her. Yeah.
You don't have to watch anymore.
I don't mind watching. Now you've got me hooked on it because I think it's just, it's ridiculous TV. They sit over there and then they get mad. Like, is he, can you see him kissing her? Is he kissing her? Yeah. Didn't he kiss you earlier? Yeah. What's the point? What are you bitching about?
Let's just say that people like drama?
Yeah.
That is drama that's supposed to be reality, but everyone knows it's not reality.
I did love the drama on The Bachelor when the girl like freaked out.
Yes, the drunk girl, Victoria.
That was great. They need that more of that every episode. I mean, every episode, somebody should just lose their shit. Yeah, because she was like, "I'm out of here. I'm crazy. You can't leave without your shoes. Get out of my way."
We got to book your flight. I don't care.
Then they put her in a hotel room, and he comes over and goes, "Look, you crazy bitch. I got a kid. So obviously the shit you pulled last night is not going to work. So I'm going to have to go ahead and tell you bye right now."
And he does not sound like the serial killer when he talks. Huh? You had the serial killer voice.
I know. I should have been going, "He'll come over to your house and because I have a daughter, EDD, and I make you cannot come over to my house because I am from Venezuela. And in Venezuela, we like to kick the ball around and play soccer. Would you like to make out with me?" That's the entire show.
Wow.
Right there.
You just broke a lot of women's hearts.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's what happens when you watch John Pueblo.
Juan Pablo. It's very sexy, the name. Juan Pablo.
I have to say, he does have a pretty decent body.
Oh, yeah.
But he's got like a nerd head stuck on top of it.
No.
He's like somebody took a Barbie doll and took the head off one and stuck it on another. You know how you just take like a, like if you took a Ken doll and you put Skipper's head on it.
What's
or something
wrong with
like
his
that.
Head?
It just looks all like, ooh. You've seen pictures of him. You've even said that's not a good shot of him. Like there's certain when he turns, he's like howdy there.
Oh, gosh. I think it's bonding time for us because we can then make fun of it together.
And without you getting all like, shh. Stop! I like this show. Can you just shut up? If you don't have something nice to say, don't say anything at all.
Do I ever do that to you?
Oh, all the time.
All the time.
All the time.
All the time.
Because white people be crazy.
White people be crazy. There's shows I watch with you that aren't my favorite shows.
Like what? You don't watch NCIS with me anymore.
I used to.
You don't. Do you not like NCIS?
It's one of those shows I can take it or leave it.
Like, I thought you liked it.
I used to, but then there's better shows on.
Like what? Not Two Broke Girls.
Nashville.
That's got to be Nashville. Oh.
The Bachelor. God. Pretty Little Liars.
Why does Nashville?
You don't like Two Broke Girls? I thought you loved Two.
I did at first. I was kind of liking it. Now everything's just turned into a bad sex joke. I mean, like a bad sex. It was one thing to have a cute double entendre or something funny, but now it's almost every show, every joke is a sex joke. It's like, can you not expand the writing of the show or have them do something where there's...
What about Mom?
Mom is another bad, everything's a sex joke.
Hmm.
Haven't you noticed that more about the sitcoms today?
No.
Her mom was a whore, drug dealing whore. That was the whole point of the thing the other day.
Yeah. I guess. I see your point. Okay, so you don't like any of my television shows.
No, it's not that I don't like them.
I can stop watching them with you and save them for when you're out of town.
No, I'm trying to talk to you about the quality of TV today.
Right. You're not going to get your... What are... The Waltons. It's not like that anymore.
Oh, my God. Did you really go to the Waltons?
I don't know. You were watching them the other night.
That's because you had them on. You left it on the Inspirational Channel because you were watching Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman, because you wanted to jump in long-haired dude's pants, Indian shorts, or whatever he had.
We both know that's not true. You're the one that turned on the Inspirational Channel. Don't even blame that. But it was because of drugs. You had the surgeries, and you were on drugs, and I can contribute to that.
Yeah. You just sit there and watch that. Prop yourself up and watch that.
You make me sound like such a horrible girlfriend. Am I?
No.
Like, stepping out of the relationship, if I looked down, would I be like, what a horrible girlfriend?
If you could actually do an out-of-body experience yes. and look down on what, you'd be like, wow.
Why does she wear curly hair?
Wow, you know... That reminds me of the post on Facebook that I shared today from
I didn't catch it.
Where this woman, female comic that I know, posted that she's sick of looking at Facebook and seeing where women obviously post things so they have 40 of their friends go, "No, you're hot."
Oh, I hate that. I despise that. Do not post something like that's just begging for attention.
That's what this whole thing. She goes, "Hey, here's an idea. Why don't you brush your hair and put on some makeup and then mm-hmm. Go old school. Remember how your mom used to do it?"
Right. Yes.
But I was like, I've seen so many times where it's so obvious that somebody just like, just tell me.
Just tell
Don't tell me I need to go to the gym or that I need to go to a beauty shop. Just tell me how hot I am and that men would be lucky to have me.
Right, because I have a good heart. A good personality.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, it's all about trying. It really is. I think every woman can be beautiful as long as she loves herself enough to take care of herself. Don't you think?
Yeah. I think it kind of... Are we swinging back that way? Because I think a lot of people are going to... we're eating more healthy. We're counting calories. Mm-hmm. We're looking at processed food and the mm-hmm. GMOs and trying to avoid that and the gluten. And, everybody's kind of posts about, here's the way to flatten your stomach. And I went to the gym today and 40 of these. And I think I see a lot more of that now than I used to.
You know what? I hate the people that post that are like, "I don't care if you went to the gym," or blah, blah, blah. You know what that is? That's jealousy.
Is it?
Yes. Because I know when I see people post that they're at the gym and maybe I skip the gym that day, I'm like, "Oh, I'm a lazy cow." It's motivating, don't you think?
I do. I feel better after I go to the gym.
But do you see when other people post, do you find that to be annoying or motivating?
It's annoying.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I think it's the way they post. It's not just, headed to the gym or had a great workout at the gym. It's that whole 40,000 sit-ups today. I'm on fire.
I think that was a tweet of mine last week.
Was it?
I think it was like 400 sit-ups, 30 minutes cardio. Great way to start the day. Whee! Gotcha.
No, I'm not saying it's you. I'm just saying it's those type of... I didn't even notice that. I thought we had talked about the 400... You told me that I needed to get over there on the ab lounger, do 400 of those, fat ass. I think it was the quote you said.
Yeah, that wasn't the quote. You were complaining about feeling fat, and I said, "Well, I bet if you did some ab lounging instead of some..."
Then I might look as good
some
as...
Some Twitter lounging.
...is Don Pablo.
Wow. There's nothing I can do to make my boobs bigger.
Yes.
There's no exercise I can do.
Yeah, no exercise.
Yes, you can go into debt so I can have something to play with.
You said it.
You didn't disagree.
I mean, just because I agree with you doesn't mean... No, you're beautiful the way you are.
I know
are.
You're a boob man. If we looked on your iPad... iPhone, Samsung Galaxy pad thing, I bet there's booby pictures.
No.
No. Let me see
them. There might be bad, nasty booby pictures.
See?
As our friend Jeremy has done every once in a while.
And then why do you save them on your phone?
Because they're really bad and disgusting, and you want to share them with people. Like, sometimes you're like, "Oh my God, why would you send that to any..." I got to forward this to a friend.
Who do you forward that to?
Huh?
Jeremy does it to you. Who do you turn around and do that to?
Oh, I'll do it to Dewey or Ken, our friend Dewey or Ken, every once in a while.
What if Dewey's wife saw that?
She'd go, "Ooh, those are gross. Who sent you that? That's disgusting."
Mm-hmm. And then he says, "Steve sent that to me."
And then she'll go, "You're not allowed to play with him anymore.
No more playing in the sandbox with Steve."
Well, it's time to wrap up this sandbox anyway.
How'd we do?
I thought we did okay.
All right.
Are you not happy with today? You
I
felt like it was
know.
All over the place.
It was. Like, we went from California to Arkansas to New York to Florida to Canada.
And back. Well, wrap it up. Tell people how to get a hold of us.
We're on Podbean. We are on...
Put some more energy into this.
I'm thinking,
we're
into... We're on Podbean. We're on Spreaker. We're on Stitcher. We're on iTunes. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. Did I miss something?
What on Twitter? How do you get a hold of Twitter? Because there's a wrong Wrinkled Cheats.
@ Wrinkled Cheats one.
Okay.
Because we are the number one wrinkled sheets.
Mm-hmm. And the dog just farted, by the way.
And if you want to follow Butterfly on Twitter, it's at Butterfly the Dog.
Oh, my God. Why did she get in my lap?
She, like...
Oh, my God. We got to go.
Bye.
Bye.
Is it really that bad?
Yes.